The long-awaited new movie from writer-director Quentin Tarantino opens in theaters today. The film is called Kill Bill. It's been 6 years since Tarantino's last film, Jackie Brown. Slate's Chris Sullentrop has this assessment of the director who wowed so many in the early 90s.
In 1963, a 17-year-old girl christened her infant son by mixing high art and low art with an arrogant, "here he is and he'll change the world" bravado. "I wanted a name that would fill up the entire screen," she told Vanity Fair in 1994. "A multi-syllable name, Quentin Tarantino." The first name was lifted from William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury, but it was also inspired by the Burt Reynolds character, Quint, from Gunsmoke. Can it be so perfect? Quentin Tarantino's mother named him with the same spirit that permeates Tarantino's movies. Lift the good stuff, no matter where you find it. But make sure that it's cool. Kill Bill is Tarantino's fourth movie as a director and his seventh as a screenwriter. Almost 10 years after Pulp Fiction, it's easy to forget the Tarantino craze of the mid-90s. Pulp Fiction started a mini-trend of movie characters yammering about the finer points of mass culture.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
What do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
The nadir of the trend may have been this exchange between Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler in Armageddon.
"I really don't think that the animal cracker qualifies as a cracker."
"Why?"
"Well, because it's sweet, which to me suggests cookie, and, you know, maybe putting cheese on something is sort of the defining characteristic of what makes a cracker a cracker."
"Baby, you have such sweet pillow talk."
Now Tarantino, the 40-year-old former wunderkind, is facing real questions about his skill as a writer and director. For instance, after Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and the Matrix movies, will yet another kung fu film seem tired? After such a long hiatus, are there enough Tarantino fans left to make Kill Bill a big hit? But the most interesting question has gone largely unasked. Will this movie finally put to rest the whispers that Tarantino can't write a screenplay by himself? Kill Bill, after all, may be the first Tarantino movie that's pure Tarantino. Jackie Brown was an adaptation of Elmore Leonard's Rum Punch, and much of Tarantino's early work is alleged to be a collaboration with his fellow former video clerk, Roger Avery. The two disagree on exactly how much was Avery's. Tarantino has also been accused over the years of plagiarizing from other filmmakers. In a 1994 interview with NPR, he discussed the accusations about his first film, Reservoir Dogs.
"All these people started saying, well, you know, he just obviously ripped off The Killing, all right? And then they started saying, oh, well, he just obviously ripped off The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, all right? And now, oh, he just obviously ripped off City on Fire. Well, which one is it, guys?" Okay. All three of those movies are pretty damn different.
To be fair, few dispute that Tarantino is an immensely gifted writer and director. Even Avery writes on his website, "Quentin is without question a genius." The critic Ron Rosenbaum has compared Tarantino to F. Scott Fitzgerald and Jane Austen, saying, quote, "At his best, in the interludes between the blam-blam, he's a genuinely curious, philosophic investigator of manners and morals." But Jane Austen never made a kung fu movie.
Yeah!
Kill Bill is said to have much less of Tarantino's trademark stylized dialogue than his earlier films. How will that affect what he once told Charlie Rose was his key strength? Storytelling. Tarantino told Rose that he has an intuitive understanding of what the audience wants. "Because you're a writer?" Rose asked. "More as a viewer," Tarantino said. "I was betting there were other people like me out there." Kill Bill is Tarantino's double or nothing bet.
Slate's Chris Sullentrop writes the magazine's assessment column.